Mind Canyon.
Mind Canyon. Mind the Canyon.
We're sorry, the canyon.
Please
is
mind the canyon.
So I said,
mind the canyon. Welcome to Mind Ditch.
Yeah, these are our little small sister episodes.
And we like to speak to you, real people, about what you think.
We want to know what's in your brain.
Absolutely. Not the biology of it, but the thoughts that contained within your brain.
Oh, now I want to know what's in people's brains, like the biology of it.
You think it's just like worms?
No.
Looks like worms, doesn't it?
I know it looks like worms, but yeah. I mean, that would be terrible science to just look at something going, oh, it looks like worms. It's like, be like looking at other planets and going, oh, that's a football. And then just leaving it at that.
They're footballs.
They're not footballs.
I know, it seems the first scientific thing you do is just check what they are.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't, what do you mean, like just open a book and check what they are?
No, I mean, you just look at something and go, first off, that's my first hypothesis, worms.
Right.
And then you work back from there.
I'm just going to quickly Google what the brain's made of. It's a series of like synapses and neurons.
So worms. It's coming up to that time of year.
We've all been eating too much at Christmas.
Absolutely. We've all overindulged. We've all drunk too much mulled wine.
Yeah, we've all killed someone.
Yeah. What?
And so we need to make up for all that stuff that's happened. All the things that have gone on.
So most of us tend to make a resolution.
Yeah, New Year's resolution.
Hello there.
Hello there. Is that the mine ditch or canyon?
That's right. It's mine.
You're the mine canyon people.
We're the mine canyon
this
people.
This is amazing.
Oh wow.
You're real.
Yeah. No. We're real
I
people.
I can't believe it.
No. That's very sweet of you, but we're.
Hey,
genuine.
Emma. Can you hear these guys? They're real. I'm talking to them.
No way.
I'm talking to that Charlie. That Charlie Kemp from the mine canyon. I know. Seriously. He's so good. She loves you.
Oh, that's very
sweet.
She
loves you so much.
Well, I love all my listeners.
Well, you know her?
No, I mean, I just love my listeners in general.
What have you been doing, my Emma?
I haven't been doing anything.
Emma, what have you been doing with Charlie Kemp?
I've just been meeting him for drinks and stuff like that.
You've been meeting him for drinks?
That's right. We've been meeting him for drinks and then we've been talking about the world and what makes us happy.
Right, well, this conversation has changed.
Right.
It's turned.
I really don't think I know...
Well, she says you know him. Do you know him?
Aye, absolutely, I promise I do.
Describe him!
He's got a voice like honey, and, he's a great journalist.
Right, now, Charlie, describe yourself.
Shit, I've got a voice like honey, and I'm a great journalist.
I fucking knew it. I used to like you in Emmerdale.
Oh, you remember.
I loved you.
Yeah. It's a long time.
I loved
time.
You and the dress of the King family.
That's very sweet of you. It's a long time ago that I did Emmerdale. I mean...
Not to me. We watched it every day of the night. And now I realise why, Emmer.
That's right. I was turned on by his vet work.
Well, fuck you. I'm leaving.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hello. Is that Mine Canyon?
It is, yeah.
Hello, how's it going?
Now, I'm detecting somebody who is from Wales.
That's
here.
Right, yeah. You can hear the lilt, can you?
I can, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. From Portalbert.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Beautiful town.
Lovely town, lovely place. So, you know Michael Sheen's from there?
Is that where Michael Sheen's
from? That's right,
from?
Yeah, he's a great actor. No, he's a great actor, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So today we're
talking
about...
You know, Richard Burton's from there as well, you know that?
I did not know Richard Burton.
Yeah, Richard Burton's from
you can't really tell it from the way he speaks.
No, you can't, but no, he's from Port Talbot, so yeah, that's right, yeah.
So today we're going to be talking about...
You know, Rob Brydon's from Port Talbot as well, you know that?
Is he?
Yeah, Rob Brydon's from Port Talbot, yeah, absolutely.
God, there's a lot of... People from
There's
Port
a lot
Talbot.
Of famous people from Port Talbot, yeah.
Must be
yeah.
something in the water.
Aye, there must be. It's probably all the pollution from the steelworks, am I right?
No,
it's not. Actually, it's very clean, that particular plant, yes.
But funny, so we're talking about New Year's resolutions.
You know, Rebecca from CBeebies is from Port Talbot as well.
Don't really watch that much CBeebies, though.
Right, well, you should. It's very good.
Right, no, cool. New Year's resolutions. Now... We all have different New Year's resolutions. You know, I'm really trying to do a bit more feast fasting. I want to kind of look after my weight.
Yeah, important to do the 5-2 or something like that.
Alternate day is my kind of go-to.
Yeah.
What's your New Year's resolution?
Well, first of all, before we start this, I just wanted to mention, you know, Captain America's from Port Talbot.
He's not.
Steve Rogers. That's a very Welsh name, Steve Rogers. So, he's from Port Talbot. He moved away. He moved to Carmarthen for a little bit, and then he moved back to Port Talbot, and then he went to America to become Captain America.
I've not read the comics, but I don't remember any of that in the film.
No, well, it's true. So, yeah. Sorry, you were talking about New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, so we want to do New Year's resolutions. He's from Port Talbot.
Oh, no, absolutely he is. Yeah, I'll tell you who else is from Port Talbot. Nelson Mandela, you know him?
I'm almost 100% sure that Nelson Mandela is from Port Talbot.
No, he was born in Port Talbot. Lived there for a little while and then moved to Bristol for a little while, went to university there, and then went to South Africa after that, so, yeah.
Cool. Okay, well, we are talking about resolutions.
Right, okay.
So what is your New Year's resolution?
Right, well, I want to be the next famous person from Port Talbot, so I think I've achieved that now that I've been on a mind ditch, so... I think I've already achieved my New Year's resolution before the New Year has come, you know, so... B.A. Baracus as well, he's also from Port Talbot.
No, he's not.
No, he's not from Port Talbot. Alright.
Hello there. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. Welcome to Mind Ditch. New Year's resolutions, go.
Yeah, okay. First of all, New Year's resolution one, try my best.
Great, that's a good one. You've always got to try.
I want to try my best. I want to be like the best on this.
Yeah.
I want to be like the best dad. You know?
Yeah, that's great.
I want to be like the best, you know, piano.
I'd like
to be the best at that.
Okay, wow. Do you play piano? Have you ever played it?
No, never played it. I'll start this year and I'll become the best at it.
Right. Wow, this is very ambitious. Do you know you're shooting a little too high, being the best at everything?
You've got to aim high, else what are you going to achieve?
That's a guess.
If you reach for the stars, then you won't end up in a ditch or somewhere like that.
I think you're mixing your metaphors there. I think it's that we're lying in the ditch and some of us are still
reaching
looking
for the stars.
I think that's if you reach for the sky,
for the
you
stars,
might be at the stars.
Climb every higher mountain.
I think you're just doing song lyrics there.
You know the Olympics?
Yeah, I do.
I want to win them.
All of them?
I want to win the Olympics, like the, you name an Olympic event.
Decathlon?
Decathlon.
Yeah, you want to win
I want to win that.
Okay, weightlifting?
Yeah, I want to win weightlifting.
Okay, swimming?
Yeah, not too bothered about swimming.
Really?
Yeah, not too bothered about swimming. I do swimming down the local pool.
All right, are you the best at that already?
I'm all right. You know, like my friend John, when I swim with him, he does like 12 lengths, I do like 10.
Right, so just to make this absolutely...
Like in a go, not in one swimming.
No, I understand.
That would be pathetic otherwise.
Yeah. No, I understand. You've got to hold on to the end sometimes. God knows I do. But I just wanted to make it sure. You want to be the best at everything. Apart from swimming, you're not fussed about that.
I don't really care about swimming. Podcasts, I'll be great at podcasts.
Right, I'd say...
Have like the biggest podcast, you know? Yeah. Like, what's the biggest podcast? It's probably like WTF or something. I would like that.
Yeah. I mean, we're pretty close to WTF now at Mine Canyon. I think we're
some
pretty...
weird reason. I don't believe that.
Really? I mean,
yeah, I don't.
Well, okay, well, I'll get up our anchor thing here. And it says average listeners.
Because, you know, if you think about WTF, they've had like the president on. And you've had.
Yeah. We had a Londis employee once.
You've had a Londis employee. Just quickly tell me, is this the best phone call you've had so far this year?
I mean. Honestly,
yeah.
On this particular subject, yeah, without a doubt, you're
like
the only one who's... Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You just ruined it by swearing.
I'm fucking sorry.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Guten Abend.
Oh, hello.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm good. You're talking to Steve.
Steve
and Charlie.
Very exciting.
Yeah. Again, I'm trying to work on my accents here. Are you from a little place called Germany?
Yeah, that's right. I'm from Germany. Yeah, I'm from Hamburg. So
Yeah. Home of the hamburger.
I don't think it is, actually. No, I don't think it is. But it's actually the home of Snoopy the dog. So...
What?
Yeah.
Snoopy?
Yeah, Snoopy, yeah.
He was...
Yeah, he was invented in Germany. So,
who is
yeah,
he?
Yeah. Yeah.
So today we're talking about New Year's resolutions.
Fantastic.
So,
yeah.
Great. Yeah.
Okay. So be quiet for a minute while I talk.
Okay.
My New Year's resolution is to...
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just doing a little bit of DIY, but that's okay. Do you, when you say be quiet, you want me to stop talking rather than...
I don't mind the background noise at all. So, my New Year's resolution is to actually... Do you know what that is?
What's that?
That is quite off-putting.
Okay, so no hammering during the... No hammering during the interview.
So no, ideally just to listen to my point and then we move on. Yeah?
Gotcha.
And then I can hang up the phone, you can do your DIY.
Oh, I can imagine being... It's probably quite distracting to hear all that hammering, isn't it?
Very distracting, yeah. My New Year's resolution at the time is, my New Year's resolution is to, I can hear, are you sawing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I really can't say, I think you need to just stop all of the noises.
How are these shells going to get put up?
Yeah, this is not my concern. Okay, I just want to talk about my New Year's resolution.
When we've done this, I'm out for dinner, and then what we're going to do is do this like Saturday.
Yeah, maybe Saturday would be a good day to do it. So
I just want to have a day in.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I just got Robo Recall on my VR,
you know,
and I have not had time to play it.
Yeah. Okay. You know something?
What's that?
You know something? This is the sort of thing I was expecting calling you up. Yeah. I've listened to your show many, many times, and so disappointed with the level of journalism from both yourself and from Charlie.
Charlie can let it dip a little bit.
Can I just say my resolution?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So I was thinking this year that I can't. Are you playing a cello?
Yeah, I mean, we just soundtrack our podcast, so.
I'm learning. Atonal, so it's not really.
Yeah, I'm learning, so it's a bit rude of you to be picking up on that right now.
Yeah, again, a little bit rude of you to be playing while I'm trying to talk, yeah?
Fine, I'll just use the tuba.
Okay, no, please don't use the tuba.
All right, I'm sitting on my hands.
Great, okay, fantastic. So, earlier this year...
I'm putting a harmonica in my mouth.
In the movie Once Upon a Time in the West, right? Okay, so I was thinking this year, I was thinking about the year. What can I do? What is it I can do? What can I say? What is it that I can think of? And then finally, it hits me. I think, I have a New Year's resolution that no one has thought of, and it's something that will change everything. And I am going to, wait for it, give up smoking.
It's a fucking long chalk to get to that answer.
Wow. This is unbelievable. Are you carp fishing?
So many varied people.
So many varied people.
I love the people of the world.
Just
they're my favourite people.
They're my favourite people, the people of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Much better than those pricks from Alpha Centauri.
So if you are a prick from Alpha Centauri, we're so sorry. Please do like and subscribe to the podcast. You can't like podcasts. I don't know why I keep saying this. Oh, well, my laptop's died. That's the end of this podcast.
Mind the Canyon. We're sorry, the canyon. Please break the canyon. So I said, Mind the Canyon.